Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Declaration song sithulelwa la ngosifiso Mbatha kanti ke phambi kwakho Myra uthi tshepa ho Jehova emsiya ndiyo likhothamela ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row isikhathi manje sithi 15 after 3 njoba ngithembisile ukuthi uma ngibuya nginale OCD munkwe singena ke ku the healing hour sizohlala kuyona kuze kushaye lapha ihora lesine and ngingathanda impela ukuthi nawe ube yingxenye yalo loluhlelo ngoba ngiyacabanga ukuthi i process ye healing kunala iqala khona mhlambe namuhla yila eyakho ke i process ye healing izoqala khona mhlambe lento uyiphethe o ilanga phakathi kweni yakulimaza it's been years it's been months it's been days so ungakhuluma nathi ke nanoma ngaba u anonymous ku rights nanoma ke ungashayela ucingo noma unga WhatsApp noma unga SMS ungasebenzisa nje wonke lama line ukuthi ke sixhumane nawe ngoba sisithidi kubhlungu ukuthi siphile nesizwe esilimele ngoba umuntu uma elimele uzolimaza omunye umuntu angithi
yes ubleedela kwabanye ubleedela ebantwini abangamlimazana
yebo
uzithola wena ubahle so usula igazi yamanqeba angakhoswanga uwe
yeah
And yabona ukuthi ibhlungu njani le nto le?
Ibhlungu kakhulu.
Ugcina uspend the rest of your life wena usulana legazi ongalazi ukuthi libuyaphi. So ingakho kufanele siphole.
Ngiyakubingelela.
Ngiyabonga bantu, ngiyakubingelela nami, ngibingelela na bonke abalaleli be Radio Pulpit nabo mama. Kusase Women's Month phela, ne? I last Sunday ye Women's Month.
Yes.
So zimbokodo ngithi Happy Women's Month.
Amen. 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 Sasithi sithe namuhla ufika la e studio ngoba both motivator kulenyanga yonke about forgiving and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So sathi ke namuhla asizohlala sikhulume nabomama ngoba kuningi okwenza ukuthi abantu bagcine balimele emphefumulweni.
Yes.
Abanye bayalimala even siyalimala emotionally siyalimala spiritually and ekugcineni uthola ukuthi njobe ngisho ngithi ulimaza omunye umuntu uma kuwukuthi wena ulimele and then awupholi so namuhla sithi asipholeni bomama
yebo
sithi asipholeni bomama sometimes ke ingqondo zethu zizozama ukusiconvince angathi ukuthi healing ayibi khona kodwa empeleni njoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu lisho lithi ngemivimbo yakhe siphilisiwe
amen
so bazalwane singaphila sisithidi
yeah
ngiyacabanga ukuthi sizwe repapa
yes
indaba ye forgiveness
yes
yes konje siphelele phi last week konje siya sakhuluma ngani
asiqale la siqale khona
yeah
just to summarize for laba bebangekho nathi kulamavika andlulile
yeah
angisho ithema singene endabeni forgiveness sathi kufanele before ungaqala nje ukuthi uyamxolela umuntu
yeah
fanele uaccount uthathe iaccountability ukuthi uzibheke sibukweni uthi mina nguthidi
yeah
ngifike la ngifike khona because of ama choices nama decisions engiyenzile whether being wa good or be wa bad but okusalayo ngila because of one so kunomehluko between ukuzblame nokwenza ama excuses
yeah.
That is accountability ne sandlula ku accountability sathi okay mawso uthathe i accountability kufanele manje uthini yes sidi ngiya acknowledge ukuthi wenze a b c d and e ukuze ufike la uzibheke sibukweni uthi thini ngiyaxolisa for ukuthi ngialawe izinto ezisozenzeke kuwe uyabona uco uzixolele uzibheke sibukweni uxolise kuwe we accept an apology yakho because mawungakazixoleli wena uyomxolela njani umunye umuntu
amen
sandlula ke kuleyo angisho sathi okay so sixolele ke manje i step esilandelayo ukucela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi akaxolele naye.
Yeah.
For lawo ma decisions owayenzihle. So ucela intethelelo manje ukuthi cha angisho.
Amen.
So mawuso sindlulile ke kuleso futhi step before asikafiki komunye umuntu yabona ukuthi sisadila nawe angisho. Sathi esilandela ukuthi uwamkele. Because kuba nzima ukuthi umforgive omunye umuntu mawungakamkeli. Amkela ukuthi yes bengifisa ukuthi impilo yami ingaba so. Kodwa ithathe enye idirection.
Yeah.
So ngiyamkela for how things turned out. Uyazisisa. Ngoba mawungamkeli uzomcolela njani omunye umuntu ngoba awukakamkeli usho ukuthi wena usase bitter phela umuntu ongakamkeli.
Yeah.
Une anger, une resentment, ubitter. Ne depression ikhona khona lapho. So in order for you to forgive the next person, amkela isimo okuso. Uyabona? Amajele agcwele namhlanje because of abantu abangamkeli. Ama mental institutions agcwele because asamkeli. Ibhedlela zigcwele because asamkeli. Amathuna maningi. Ngenxa yento eyanye ukuthi awamkeli isimo ukuthi yes mina bengingacabanga ukuthi esikhatini samanje ngizobe ngila kodwa okusala yinyila amkela ungamkeli kodwa uhlele endaweni eyiwani ukuthandaze ucela uNkulunkulu ukuthi this time around angene nawe kule journey okuyo akubambe ngesandla ubuyele ku highway angisho sishilo sathi uhambe ngo 120 ungaspeed. You understand? Ngoba nalapho uyohlangana ne traffic, yomela ukuthi slow down. Ubuye futhi uthatha amandla amasha, ungene futhi ku 120.
Angisho.
So now, so maso wamkele kuba easier now to forgive the person okuzise ubuhlungu. Because you've accepted izinto for the way zingakhona. Angiboni mina ukuthi umuntu angahluleka ukucolela umuntu if usekamkele. Inkinga lana kahle kahle akusiy forgiveness. Inkingi akusukuthi sihluleka ukucola, sihluleka ukwamkela. So masingafunda ukwamkela izinto the way zibe ngakhona. Ukuforgive kuyoba nje iprocess is simple. Yes, le process ayisilula sivumile kulama viki esindlule kuwo. Kuthi it's not an easy process, forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's a very painful process. Ngize ngangithatha nganifaka ecathuleni zami ukuthi ni understand ukuthi mina ngibuya phi. Nami there was a time la bengakhona ukucolela umuntu. I called him names. Yaba ngimfisa la nezinto ezingikho right empilweni because of le pain bengikuye because ngihluleka ukwamkela ukuthi yes uzile empilweni yami yes ngiyulethe yimi futhi kule mpilo yami angisho ngim invitele noma nguvulile umnyawo angisho and then bese nendlela ebesithembisene yona ukuthi siyoyiphila kodwa azange usaba njalo so angikwazi ukuthi ngihlale kuleya nto leya yokuthi bengifune sekunje I need to accept things for what they are. I need to accept ukuthi what was will never be. And ukumkhesa lo muntu anyeke kungisize nga next because manje imkhesa mina ngizblokela wama ma blessings uya flourisha yila sigcine khona last week ukuthi ma the more umkhesa umuntu yena uya flourisha wena huwe ohlala usendaweni eyi-1 uba stagnant empilweni so abantu abasiziswe ubhlungu akufanele ngasibaphuthe on a pedestal ngokuthi sihlale nje sithi mina ngiso ngencaka abani bani if ubani bani beka ingayenzanga into kanje ngabe mina impilo yami i different you understand is challenge ukuthi yes ufikile lo muntu loyo and then la empilweni sinama role ay 2 you are a student and you are a teacher umuntu makafikile empilweni yakho wakuzwisa ubuhlungu zitshele nje ukuthi bekazele ukuthi azokufundisa so wena kunokuthi ube bitter funa ama lessons uzokwazi ukuthi ukhule because now mawuzo miss out on those lessons uzobuyela emuva
amen
ngempilo angisho so kubalekile ukuthi wena uvume ukuthi ube a student kuempilweni uzokwazi ukufunda kulabo ohlangana nabo you understand whether uziswe ubhlungu ku relationship whether kusekhaya la uhlala khona whether it's a friend whether kusemsebenzini or nasenkonzweni because nasenkonzweni siyaziswana ubuhlungu.
Yeah.
Kukhona abantu namhlanje abangasakhonzi ngenxa yokuthi kunomuntu owamnyathela iminwe.
Yeah.
Amakhona. So I feel ukuthi rather mina ngihlale ke ngingasakhonzi. If mina ngizwenzwa kanje abazalwane I might as well ngihlale. Kunabantu abaziswa ubuhlungu emisebenzini. Uthola ukuthi abantu nje bakuphilisa kabuhlungu uze ugcine uresign. Oh, bakucoshisa emsebenzini. But now when you don't look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Ukuthi yes mhlambe yes kubuhlungu ukuthi ngihlale kwamanje ngingana income. Kodwa labantu laba bayangidirecta. You understand? These people bayanginavigatela indlela yami.
Yeah.
Bayangithatha bangiphonsele right into my purpose. Because sometimes uyabadinga abantu abanjalo.
Yeah.
Sometimes uyayidinga i-rejection. Uyakudinga ukuthi uziswe ubuhlungu ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi uwele ku-purpose yakho. Yingakho kufanele uhlale nje wena uqole. Sathi futhi you need to forgive in advance.
Yeah.
Because abanye abantu so as long as usaphila nabo kuzikhona izinto abazoloko bakuzwisa ubuhlungu ngazo kukhona abantu nje mabavuka ekseni bahle umuntu nje avela xa ngathi okay namhlanje mara ngingazwisa abantu ubuhlungu
yeah
akakhona ukulala akakhona ukufunctiona kungana umuntu amzwisa ubuhlungu you understand maybe ngalelo langa wena will wanya labo bantu labo so kufanele uforgive in advance
yeah
bi uxolela nalezi ongazazi ukuthi kusasa yes namhlanje ngimxolele for lokho kusasa uyophinda ayenze kuphi okunjani so just forgive you understand akube a habit if forgiveness akube into eza naturally for you ngoba ufanele ngaso sonke isikhathi si understand ukuthi umuntu makakuzwisa ubuhlungu it's not about you that person kunama demons adila nawo and uyawabalekela that person ufila ivoid anayo ngokuzwisa abanye ubuhlungu akajabulanga akana peace so ufuna ukuthi nawe ungabi ne peace ulimale ugwaziwe so ufuna ukuthi naye agwaze ni bleed nonke so makangaboni igazi abone lakhe kuphela akakhona ukuthi afunction so ungaphili kabuhlungu because of such people Saphinde sathi I forgiveness it doesn't mean ukuthi kufanele kube ne reconciliation.
Yeah.
Because enye into ayenza ukuthi singaforgive bahle ukuthi uthi but now ngimforgiver njani ngimlethe futhi empilweni yami. No. Remember asiforgive umuntu ngoba uthe I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We forgive ama apologies esingawa receiving. We forgive because kufanele sicole ngoba uNkulunkulu uthe yena sicolelane.
Yeah.
Ukuze naye
asixolele.
Asixolele. Angisho uyasho ku Ephesians 4. So now thina we battle with that because ucabanga ukuthi just because umforgivile lo muntu kufanele umsondeze eduze. No. Forgive them but treat them at arm's length.
Yeah.
Ukuze bangazophinde bagwaze those wounds. Zivuleke futhi ngoba inqeba maluvuleka futhi kuba nzima manje ukuthi liphole.
Yeah, ngoba kunale nkulumo ethi umuntu uma ekubonisa ukuthi ungubani, mbelieve loyo muntu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then that is where we fail ourselves.
Yeah.
Bese siyamblame loyo muntu. We fail ourselves ngendlela yokuthi umuntu uyakubonisa, ubahle uyangibonisa ukuthi nginje.
Yeah.
But mina angifuni kumamukela. Ngifuna lo yabahle lo yangamita ngo 2003.
Yeah.
Ukuthi but lo bahle lo ngamitha ngo 2003 beka kind beka ngiphethe kanje ubahle beka kwazi ukuthi angidrive ngemoto yakhe manginenkinga ubahle bengikwazi ukuthi manje ngimfonele ebusuku avuke you understand but now ubahle sekayengibonisa ukuthi kahle mina thili ngumuntu kanje but angifuni kwamukela mina ngiphila nobahle ngoba ngisasechana nalo yabahle waka 2003 hayi lo bahle waka 2021 And then the more mina ngifunana nobahle ka 2003 it's the more ngilimaza utsithi because akekho lo bahle kwe 2003 ubahle lo ka 2003 bekuy fake nangu bahle waka 2021 uye lokufanele ngimbelieve so we fail ourselves ngokuthi singafuni ukubelieve lokho abantu basibonisa kona you understand ingakho ngihlala ngithi thina sizipha sizenza i department of social services actually thina abantu besifazane sizipha i mandate yokuthi umuntu uzomtshintsha.
Eish.
Yabona, no mina ngizomsaver. Yabona, uthando lwami luzomenza ukuthi afune ukuba a better person. You are uNkulunkulu wakhe, his maker. Uye kuphela ungamtshintsha not wena. So when are the only person okufanele uconcentrate kuye? Uwe.
Amen.
Ungathatha omunye umuntu umenze iproject uze awarde ithenda enye kuzulirholele. Uyabona? The only tender kufanele uze awarde lona uwe ukuthi uzibuilde wena.
Amen. Yo. Ngiyakuzwa kahle Thini.
Yes.
Yeah, so siku the healing hour bazalwane mhlawumbe uyayibuza ukuthi bakhuluma ngani. So siya namuhla ke sithi asizaneni ikakhulukazi uma umuntu ukuthi uya struggle to heal from okuthizeni okwakulimaza ngendlela ngendlela nje ezihlukile. Yebo, siyalimala ngendlela ezihlukile, and even namanje njengoba ngisho ngithi it's been years, it's been months, it's been days lo muntu kuzisa ubuhlungu awukwazi ukuthi umxolele. Njengoba ngisho phambilini futhi ngithi sometimes our minds try to convince us otherwise, but iqiniso ukuthi we can all be healed, says Thidi.
Yes.
That's the promise ukuthi umsindisi wethu usofare yona ukuthi nanoma leso silonda si deep kangakanani or lobo buhlungu bu deep kangakanani, kodwa uma simvumela ukuthi ayazini asinese lesi silonda sizogcina sipholile
and simuphi isikhathi.
Yebo.
Singamjaha.
Yebo. And healing bazalwane might not happen in a single moment, but with our sincere efforts and God's help, it is completely possible.
Yes.
So namuhla ngithi let us heal. Aqale namuhla uma wena bothi ay mina ngeke. Leheba kareng nkasike ngase mutswareli, because Thidi le badla le understand hore motho o onkeditseng. So ngokukhuluma kwakho namuhla kungaba ukuthi yila ihealing yakho iqala khona.
Yes.
Ngicela ukuthi sithathe ikhefu, ngizobuya emveni kwalokho. Uma ke kukhona ostruggle ngakho namuhla, khuluma nathi. Ungathumela i-voice note ku 0826572729 noma SMS ku 37871. Nengcingo ngizoyivula ku 0123341322. Mhlawumbe uyasho namuhla uthi ngilimele emphefumulweni and kunzima for mina ukuthi ke ngixolele. Asikhulumeni bazalwana, akekho umuntu ozokujaja, akekho futhi umuntu ozothi hayi bona usifakile wena kulento so uzosikhipha ngendlela oyifake ngayo. Cha, thina njengoba singu Radio Pulpit siyasho ukuthi singumngani and singumsizi, sizosizana ke namuhla ukuthi ekugcineni kosuku siphileni bazalwane. Ngiyabuya.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
We are doing it again. The Radio Camp live on air. Radio Pulpit is inviting all listeners to our live Radio Camp with Dr. Eva Siobi, focusing on the theme, passing the baton from parent to child. The live radio camp will begin on Monday the 13th to Wednesday the 15th of September and hosted by Sibongile Mufukeng on Heart to Heart. Register for this event now and you'll stand a chance of getting one of our amazing prizes selected just for you. The link will be on our website or you can call Zandile on 012-334-1231 or send her an email at zandile@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
0123341322 0123338699 siku the healing hour kwamanje bazalwane. And siyazi ukuthi ke ihealing ijourney, i-timeline ye-healing iyadifara for everyone, says Thidi.
Yes.
Njoba ngisho ngithi i-process.
It is.
Ungaqala namuhla and kwazibani ukuthi in few days mhlawumbe uzobupholile, bodinga nje into encane or bodinga nje amazwi azokumotivator.
Yes.
or amazwi azokukhanyisela ukuthi you know what lento ukuthi yenzeke empilweni yakho yilokho nalokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu bekafuna ukuthi akufundise ngakho
yes.
And then bese ke uyaphola
yes
and then uqhubeke ngempilo 0123341322 0123338699 noma nga WhatsApp ku 0826572729 what are you struggling to heal from asizo kuwena mlaleli omohle sesithidi
yes sesibahle yeah uyabona ngiyathanda into eshilo manje ukuthi omunye umuntu uthola ukuthi nje bekushoda nje into encane
yeah
ukuthi aphole ukuthi forgive because into kufanele sikhumbule ukuthi mawunga forgive kusho ukuthi you are not living within the will of God ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi asixolelane so if you are not living within the will of God kusho ukuthi uzoba limited ekreceiving into zikaNkulunkulu so uyabona uyibona lapho ke ukuthi forgiveness it's not about the other person it's about you uzilungisela wena mau forgive ukuthi impilo yakho ishintshe omunye umuntu uhleli ustagnant empilweni ngenxa nje yokuthini usakwatela umuntu akakwazi ukumrelease and kufanele ukukhumbula ukuthi the minute uthi nqa emuntwini eyakho iblood pressure yaphezulu eyakho isugar level edropayo uwe uzodopa amaphepha uzofuna ukuthatha impilo yakho so uyabona ukuthi it's not worth it it's not so release lo muntu uyabona and enye into ebengithanda ukuthi singakhuluma ngayo namhlanje ukuthi omunye umuntu angathi okay mina sengiforgivile but inkinga yami ukukhohlwa ukukhohlwa njani angikwazi ukuthi ngikhohle yes ukuforgive kona ngiforgivile kodwa angikwazi ukuchubekela phambili nga disappointwa kuma relationships emshadweni so kunzima for mina ukuthi ngichubekele phambili kunzima ukuthi ngithembe umuntu wesilisa ngarejwa mina yes ngaforgive kodwa kunzima ukuthi mina ngialawe umuntu wesilisa eduze nami ngaba abused in the past so manje kunzima ukuthi ngingene ku relationship ngoba ngiyazibuza ukuthi lo yena engihlangana naye umuntu onjani so yabona ukuthi ngale yondlela le usho ukuthi awukakakhohlwa so nami mina angisho ngishilo ngachaza ukuthi mina ipurpose yami is to heal and teach others through my own personal experiences angikhulumi into engiyibona kwabanye abantu mina whatever it is engikhuluma ngayo engizopholisa ngayo into ijane enami ngihambile so mina ukuforgive yes kube nzima kodwa ngagcina ngifikile but ethe mase ngiforgivele I battled ukuthi ngikhohlwe yabona mangifunda izuku Isaiah 43 uNkulunkulu uthi let we should not dwell in the past sikhohlwe but ngithi ke uNkulunkulu mina ngikhohlwa njani because I'm raising a child nalomuntu kufanele ngihlale ngimbona I've written a book. We understand.
Yes.
Wherever la ngiyakhona ngibuzwa kufanele ngiqale la icale khona lento. So how do I forget? Mangiposta ku social media, ngimnyenza marketing yencwadi yami, ngikhuluma ngayo yona lento. So ngikhohlwa njani? Ukahle kahle uNkulunkulu uthini kimi makathi ngikhohle? Uyazisisa. And then nakulabantu engithi abakhohlwe. Maba ngibuka mina ngiloko ngikhuluma ngalento eyangizisa ubhlungu. Ba feel ukuthi ngikhohliwe na you understand so bengakai understand nami ukuthi kahle kahle ngikufanele ngikhohlwe njani uyazisisa so now ngakhumbula ukuthi no uNkulunkulu uthi singadweli ku past akathi sibe ne amnesia because phela mawune amnesia usho ukuthi ubahle uzokuzisa ubhlungu bese uba umngani kabahle futhi bese ubuyelana nobahle if bekumyeni wakho akuzisa ubhlungu bese uyabuyelana naye because angisho wena une amnesia ngoba wena phela ukhohliwe ukuthi ubahle wakwenzani ukhohliwe ukuthi ubahle wakurape uzohamba nobahle ebusuku angisho wena une amnesia kanti no uNkulunkulu akasho njalo uthi nje singahlali ipast yethu ayibe nje ipoint of reference abafundayo bayazi ukuthi mawenzi assignment kukhona into ebizwa ireferencing la kufanele ukode khona ukuthi umsebenzi wakho uthathe kuphi so you are referencing uyabona so ngathi okay nami usho ukuthi akusukuthi angakakhohlwa uyabona, I am referencing.
Yep.
I'm an author today. So I cannot separate my past from my present. Uyazisisa. Because I past yam ingilethela ngikhona namhlanje. Ngihleli namhlanje ku studio se Radio Pulpit because of leyo past. So akunakuthi ngingakhohlwa ukuthi ngindlulephi kodwa akufanelanga ngimeditate ngayo akufanelanga ngimeditate ngipain enyindlule kuyo kufanele nje kube ireference ukuthi mangikhuluma nobahle ngithi bahle ngandlula entweni eso ukuthi wena uzufunde uphole through ama experiences wami so nami benginale into leyo ukuthi aish but nami I'm not looking forward apart from gele benginento ukuthi I'm not looking forward ukuthi ngibe ku relationship ngoba angiphocile abantu besilisa bangiphocile so anginayo nje leyo nto leyo ukuthi ngafuna ukuthatha umuntu ngimsondeze eduze nami ngathi but now usho ukuthi tsidi angakakhohlwa mawusho njalo usho ukuthi awukakhohlwa you are dwelling in the past and then uNkulunkulu le phambili kunezinto ezinhla kubekele zona impilo it's a journey you had to go through labo bantu ondlule kubo ukuthi mhlazana uhlangana nomyeni wakho lo akubekelene um appreciate bozo ma appreciate kanjani ungakaze uphathwe kabi so ukuze um appreciate ukuze u understand ukuthi u deserve ani kufanele uwazi ukuthi yini ongayideserve so for you ukwazi ukuthi kunjani ukuthandwa kufanele wazi ukuthi kunjani ukungathandwa
wow ngikuzwa kahle isikhathi sithini manje 20 before 4 o'clock ngo 4 ngisizobe siphuma no sesithili so kungaba kohle ukuthi uma uthanda ukushare mhlampeni lokho ongakwazi ukuhila kukho and sibone bazalwane ukuthi singasizana kanjani sebenzisa ke lesisikhathi 0123341322 or ku 0123338699 ungathumela ne WhatsApp ku 0826572729 ungaba u anonymous right bazalwane asilalele la I voice note sisithidi
okay
yanbulisa bayina ngegama lika Jesu igama lamandla ngiyabonga ngalo message eninawo namhlanje ngiyabonga mhlambe nami ngakukhona ukusizakala hey mina kimi na ifamily ngilasibone ekhaya and abosisi mara lo phakathi bese close sizwana kumnandi until ngizobona makhambuma ukuthi kanti unjani maye mina into eyenza ukuthi futhi ngikwade kakhulu neyenza ukuthi ngingakukhona ukubaxolela mina ngiyaxolela kakhulu ngiyamthanda futhi uNkulunkulu kakhulu ngiyaxola uxola ngiyaxola futhi ngiyamcela uNkulunkulu ngize ngincenge uNkulunkulu ukuthi baba la ngicela ukudlula ngidlulise ngicela ukuxolela ngicela ukumxolela lo kodwa le iyangihlula ngendlela emangalisayo ene ifast impilweni yami into eyenza ukuthi futhi enye into futhi ibe fast ngenxa yokuthi maba kwenze kumzali wabo ubazela umama wabathwala for 9 months mina ngubani and bakwenza phambi kwami and bakwenza ngesikhathi esi wrong and angazi or azange bacabange or kwenzakalani or abacabange kusasa ukuthi kuzoyenzakalani after this lento abayenza manje phela ngoba le into edlulayo ukuhamba komuntu emhlabeni Yesu uyahamba siza ubuhlungu kudlule bathini ngami mina engiphilayo ngiyumntwana kubo ngiyilasborn bangibonisa into efana nale indlela benze ngayo uma hambile day 1 day 2 day 3 until uma until uze kuphela umsebenzi abenza kahle benza into embi kakhulu futhi usiswa lomkhulu unomoya omubi unamanga uyakhuluma nje noma kubani noma ikanjani Yes, ufuna ukukhulekelwa, yes, akafuni ukuthi ngimtele ngoba nami uNkulunkulu azangangitele, kodwa indlela ayiyo izwisana ubuhlungu kakhulu. Esther sekhaya, u-Esther wakamnguni unenhliziyo enye nje nokukhuluma, ukubheka kwakhe, ukukhuluma kwakhe, noma akhuluma noma ene before bekamthanda uNkulunkulu angazi kwenzakaleni ngosisi wami, ngoba thina sibe nenhlanhla kakhulu. Umama usizele wayithanda uNkulunkulu ngendlela emangalisayo, uze wahamba emhlabeni alokathi God is wonderful. Sinjenjenje ngenxa yakhe wayethi makaye enkonzweni wayengashika simuva, kodwa wayesithwala ahambe nathi. Mina nosisi wami lo phakathi, lo mkhulu wayengahlali nathi isikhathi esiningi. Isikhathi sakhe wayespenda emsebenzini, ya na friends, ya ongazori kudiphenda ukuthi uhamba unobani. I'm sorry kuba mude, inde kakhulu indaba yami, so ngiyaxolisa, ngicela ukugcina khona la. Kodwa ngicela ningisize ukuthi ngiyenze njani, ngifuna ukukhulula inhliziyo yami. Angazi, manikhuluma ngale nto. Akufiki kimi ukuthi ngimxolele.
Sure. Sesithili.
Yo, ya inzima.
Yeah, and ivamisile ukuba khona lento ukuthi kube nengxabano kuma siblings.
Yes.
Abanye bagcine nje bangakhulumisani, bagcine bangavakashelani. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi uma nibadala, ne, and then kuba khona izingane. Izingane nazo ziyabuka ngathi ukuthi okay, uma mncane nomamkhulu abakhulumisani, bavakashelani. So iba yinto ukuthi manje iloku iqhubekela phambili.
Iqhubekela phambili.
Yeah.
Seed.
Yes.
Yeah. Seed engekho right and almost yonke imindeni inayo.
Yeah.
Leyo nto leyo uyabona. And okubhlungu ukuthi abazali baze bahambe. Kunjalo.
Yeah.
And kuba wes ngoba abazali mase bahambile ke yiba ila kuba wes khona. Uyabona. Kodwa usisi into engizomtshela yona ukuthi ngoba ngiyamuzwa ne-tone yakhe ukuthi uhlukumezekile kakhulu uyabona. Uyabona into ekufanele si-understand sisibahle ukuthi asina control over izinto ezenzeka ngaphandle kithi. The only thing one control over yiloku okwenzeka inside of you.
Yeah.
I cannot control ukuthi ubhuti wami uzobehave njani, uyunderstand, uzongitreata kanjani. But I can control okuphakathi kimi.
Yeah.
Mina kukimi ukuthi ngithi yes, ubehave ngalendlela abehave ngayo, ungizise ubuhlungu, uzise umama wakhe ubuhlungu. Usisi akamqolele. She needs to find it in her heart. Ukuthi akashera ngokuthi yini lento enkulu engaka ayenzile. Kodwa angisho ubuhlungu, yes, njengoba nathi izinto ezimbi esizenzayo kuNkulunkulu akasifaki kuscale.
Yeah.
Akazimejari. He forgives us regardless. Uyabona? So nathi masingaforgive ngendlela kaNkulunkulu ngama standards wasezulwini. Uyabona angafaki into esikaleni ukuthi le inzima kakhulu uyangihlula anyeke ngikwazi ukuyicolela. Forgive ungayithatha uyifake esikaleni. Ngoba the minute wena uthatha ubhizi ufaka le nto esikaleni, loyasiswa yakhe uziphilela kahle, kunormal. Kunormal kuye ukuthi ayenze lento ayenzile. Uyabona? And then nakhona we don't know the roots. Asazi ukuthi ibehavior kasisi ibuyapi. Into nento inama roots. We understand sis. But yena kwamanje akathi akakhulume nenhliziyo yakhe, amkhulule usisi wakhe.
Yeah.
And amuphuthando. Amtreat with kindness still. Ngoba abakhe abantwana umama lo senzele ivoice note. Bambhekile because remember we model ibehavior ebantwaneni bethu. Bayambheka ukuthi uyihandlela kanjani le nto between yena nosisi wakhe. Because nabo indlela abazobhi, remember ukhulisa abantwana naye. The way utreata usisi wakho ngakhona, abantwana bakho nabo bazophathana ngaleyo ndlela. So if unabantwana, it means ukuthi nabantwana bakhe anyeke kube nokuthula because i-example ebayibona kuphi? Kumama. So asithathe usisi simbekele side. Sidile nomama ukuthi umama akadile naye. Yabona? Ilingaphakathi kwakhe. Acolela usisi wakhe ukuthi azakhulise ezakhe ingane kahle. Ukuthi nosisi wakhe makambekile, amhalele. athi yabona ifukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi umuntu aqolele njengoba usisi wami angicolele izinto ezimbi zonke engimenze zona ngiyamhalela nami lo uNkulunkulu ngiyahalela ukuthi ngibe so mhlambe usisi wakhe uzoshintsha ngenxa yokuthi ubona yena ngendlela amamukela ngayo so sometimes nje kufanele nje thina sisishintshe thina ukuze umunye umuntu makakubhekile afuna ukuba a better person ngoba wena ube umuntu o different namhlanje akazibuzi ukuthi yini angayenza differently ukuthi usisi wakhe a experience into e different kuye sometimes abantu baba yiloko thina sihiko uya understand so wena sometimes mongazilungisa ube nento e positive oyenza towards lo muntu angafuna ukushintsha mhlawumbe abe namahloni yes
and singakhohlwa sesithili ukuthi sometimes abantu the way ba behave ngakhona uthola ukuthi bane mental disorder.
Yes.
And yeah, wena uzubhlungu ngale zinto azenzayo but you know thola ukuthi akaboni because
yes.
Akaphilile kahle.
Yes.
Engqondweni.
Yes.
Uyayibona. So ngezinye zezinto kumele siqaphele ukuthi sometimes i problem ilapho.
Yes.
And then thina singumndeni asi understand sitshela ukuthi hayi lo muntu lo unenhliziyo yembi lo muntu lo usoso kanti ke ikhona i disorder anayo mentally.
Yes.
Yes. So nalokho futhi asilethe kuNkulunkulu ngoba kunokunye ukugula kwengqondo kokuthi a psychologist or a psychiatrist ayikho into abangayenza it's only God ongakwazi ukuthi ke abapholise labo bantu yeah okay asilalele futhi nansi enye i voice note
bahle ay di topic tsaka tse go tsona wa batho hey forgiveness ke botata ile a holona motho ka tladiwa yo mara ka mahua modimo re ya khona rena ka borena re ka se khona mara modimo a re khonisa nna ke bolela ka nna my first relationship ke le ka siwa ka ngwana ke tsepisitswe lenyalo ile a tshwentse ko nyadiwa bo tlhela a o sifela ka bona ka dinepetsa ngwana ditliswa ka mahua modimo ne le hona ke fetse o phuluswa so ka pomela hono se bonolo ha ke kore ha ke batla ho bua o ka re ho bonolo no ho le bohloko but ka khono feta ya nna mosebetsing esketle ke bolele ke tswile mosebetsing ho sa tlhokahale ka tse go ha ke lebella batho ba ne ke sebetsa le bona ba tsamaya ka di ka tsa mavili kwa morago batho kona ba tswang di pension ba tswa ka di million neka kichile fetile yone yo kifitile a kifitile ka mo hawa modimo bile ke na ke le bala bile ya relationship ke ya le bala because ke dilo tsa bo 40 years back mara ngwana ke na le yena se se nthabisang gore family yo ke rata bile ko hana ba bona mo tlhoko ba hore o ka reng ka ngwana a bona ana nyetsena ke ba rata le matsunga teng le lesong la yena ntate wa ntsana le mosadi o mong ke a tswa ke khapile ngwanake so ke ka mahau wa modimo ka tse ko rena le bothata ya bo ya hape ya nne ya di family e wena e bohloko le ho fitisisa mara modimo o nkgonisise o mphitisitse ke ka mahau ha ke gantsi ka se ke mahau wa modimo ke phela ke na le lethabo le kgotso e seketle ke bue ke ne ke na le di-flats ke na le dikoloi ke na le ntho tse ntle tse ne ke nagana gore ke tsone but ka jeko ke dula mo go ka tsheha mo ke nnang mo teng but ke na le kgotso mo teng ke ithabile ebile ga ka tshwarela motho segopi ICD eo e tshwereng ke kgolo and ga ko sheba mo di-profiling o santse o le motšha o sa tlo thusa ba bangata re na se re tso Facebook ko sara but ka mahau wa modimo go a kgonagala baetso and-e ga o batla o kwatisa motho o mmotse ka gore a ye funeraleng ya ex ya gae ore ya motho ene a nyalane le ena nna bona ne ke sa nyalana le motho ne e le gona go prepare o nyalana but ke kgonne go ema ke le motšha ka ya funeraleng ya gae wa bo ma 99 kwa ke sa na le bo ma 30 something but last ene ke bua le mme o mo wae a nkwatela monna wa haya tlokofetse papa bana ba haya wa lenyalo le sefane o sa tshwere santato a kwata hore a ndrope le phone mo di sebe ha ke mora akere a ha nka be ke le nna yena ne ke tla funeraling ya re wa hapeletsa o ya funeraling ya motho o phakiye kare ya go hapeletse ne ke re ha nna nka o le nna we ne ke tloe ka bua le ausi wa ka le yena o di bositse le yena e ke hapi di le hampe a re nna nka se ya le a ka swantato so ke bothata ene batho ba ke bolelang ka bone ke bana ba modi ego o tsaka re bathong ha re di fitise ntho tsena dilo tsa bo ma 50 years back se tsa ba rena tse dingwe ke bo ma 40 years back so ho lebala ka nnete re ka se lebale ke reverence so nna ke a leboga gore modimo a re kgonisa wena ka bo wena o ka se kgone tshedi tswelela pele o thuse batšha ba rona ke a leboga.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Oh, uyashala anonymous uthi sisibahle no sesithidi ke leboha kit keep it up bana ba modimo re a fola from today I will let bygones be bygones uthi ke a bona e ke kwala ditsela ke a leboha ke anonymous and omunyo anonymous uthi it is so hurting sister bahle angisafuni ukuzwa lobuhlungu. Oh sesithidi neri mesara na shera le yena taba ya haimo earlier on singathini ku mam Sara.
Umam Sara ukhulume into ezithu ezingithatshile. Eyokuqala yabona ukhuluma ngento eyenzeke 40 years ago and ngiyacabanga khona umunye mhlambe ekhaya othi usho ukuthi lo muntu umzisa ubuhlungu washona umam Sara angatholanga closure. Angatholanga opportunity yokuthi ambuze ukuthi but why why ungitreate kanje uyabona. So enye into esiziletha down ngayo because umuntu makakuzisa ubuhlungu ufuna iclosure enye into eyenza ukuthi singa move on singa forgive ungafuni iclosure because iclosure izokulimaza even more ziphe wena iclosure. Close the chapter. Uvulelinye page, ubhale inye chapter empilo yakho. Ungafuni ukwazi ukuthi umuntu why akwenze ngendlela ayenze ngayo because it's never about you. Ukuphatha ngaleyo ndlela because kunezinto adila nazo yena ngaphakathi kwakhe. AS2 umam Sara uthi uyasibalela izinto aye wabanazo emhlabeni. Kodwa namhlanje akasanazo. Kodwa she's happy. So kunabantu abahleli abalanga abantu besifazana abahleli la ngafanele ngabahlale khona. Umuntu akafuni ukuletha go because kunezinto sekajwayele ukuphila ngazo. They don't want to let go of those things. Rather usakhambe to a pain ngenxa yokuthi awufuni ukuphila without certain things. So umam Sara uluzile lezo zinto kodwa she's happy. So asifundeni ku experience yakhe ukuthi kuyeke let go of old things so that new things can come into your life. Sometimes uNkulunkulu uhluleka ukukublessa because you are still holding on to into ukuthi yo ngine financial investment kulomshado yo sina 50 15 years sit together. Sathenga icouch eBacos Brothers together. Lendlu sayibuilda sonke. No, just let go so that God can bring new things into your life, things that you deserve. And ukwakha nje abomama kokugcina nje before si sihlukana. Look, umuntu makakuzwisa ubuhlungu akazwisanga umntwana wakhe ubuhlungu. So let's not deny fathers access to their children. And when I say this, abanye abantu bangithatha ukuthi maybe ngi weak noma ngi naive, because mina I allow fathers of my children ukuthi babe ne relationship nabantwana babo ngendlela eyabo, not eyami. Asingacabangi ukuthi abantwana bethu we are the only ones who are capable of loving them. Asishifte futhi nakulento yokuthi we are protecting our children from ukuthi abo baba babo baba disappoint. Shift away from that and allow that man to have access emntwaneni wakhe. And just because you are civil with the father of your children, it doesn't mean ukuthi umfuna back. It doesn't mean ukuthi you are not over yena. It means ukuthi you are matured enough to say things didn't work out between us, but now uNkulunkulu sibhlese ngalama angels asiwakhulise together.
Wow, so sidi. I'm happy ukubona la uAnonymous ethi uyazi ngiyadedela izinto kokuthi bengilongisiphethe la enhlizweni yami zingizwisa ubuhlungu. Uthi let bygones be bygones. Ngiyabonga ukuthi ayikhulume lento namhlanje. Njoba ngisho ngithi kusho ukuthi ihealing izoqala today.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Uyabona ukuthi asikho isidingo sokuthi ngiyibambe lento kumina ngoba iyangilimaza. And njengoba ushilo ukuthi ngesinskathi sifuna iclosure kanti iyona edelaya ihealing yethu.
Yes.
Amen. So ngiyabonga kakhulu kuAnonymous ukuthi ayisho lento. Isikhathi sethu sithini? After 4 o'clock. Sithini isikhathi sethu sesiphelile impela. So asivale, ngingathanda ukuthi sivale ngomkhuleko.
Yes. Ngicela sikhuleke. Modimo ntate, Modimo mora, Modimo moyo halalela. Modimo wa ka re tla ho wena, re tla re le maqeba, re tla re le metsi. Re le metsi emoyeng, re le metsi dikelelong. Lentsola ha o le re wena, you are the Lord of the broken hearted and you bandage their wounds. Re kopa o tle ka bandage ya le hodimo o re fodise. Hore maqeba a rona a ske a rothela batho ba sa re le matsa. Hobane ha o sa wa TB ka bandage ya ho ya le hodimo ho tla le mala batho ba sa re le matsang. Re kopa o re fe le moya le bohlale le matla a o amohela. Hore yes di nthone re batlile di bekatsela etseng empa ha wa bajwalo. Re fe bohlale le matla le moya wa o amohela. O tla o re fe hape le dipelo tsa o tshwarela, re tshwarele, re tshwarele le babang, hore le wena o tle o re tshwarele. Re tshwarele ba re sitetseng, le wona ntse re ba rapedisa, hobane ha ba tsebise ba se etsang. O ba tshwarele, hobane hona le batho ba ile ba utlwisa batho bohloko, ba sa tsebe bona hore ba ba utlwisa bohloko, so re kopa o re tshwarele. Hobane ka ofela rona re lefifing, re hloka wena monga tsela. O retele pele re ikakitlele ka letsola hao re tsamaisane le wena. Re kopa hore maphelo a rona a change go tloa ka jeno. Focus ya rona e be ho wena. Re tsebe hore wena tsohle tse re di hlokang di ho wena, hore you are the original motivational speaker and life coach. Hore lentswe la hao e be lona navigator ya maphelo a rona, hobane monga tsela ke wena. Jalebowa re lebola this opportunity le this platform ya Radio Pulpit e re fumaneng ho re tle re fodise ba bang ka maqeba a rona re leng ra ba le wona. Tsohle tse re di kopa ka lebitso la mora hao a le mong e leng yena Jesu Kriste. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Siyacela baba nabo bonke okuthi kwamanje ubuhlungu abakwazi ukuxolela. Sicela ukuthi obasize baba ukuthi bakwazi ukuxolela ukuze nawe ubaxolele. So mzalwane, keep trying and trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
And be kind and patient with yourself.
Yes.
uNkulunkulu unendlela of turning our difficult difficult challenges
yes
into experiences for our good
yes
and he is always there ukuthi asize and yes. guide us through our healing process
amen
so kusukela namuhla asimvumele ukuthi kube uyena
amen
asipholisayo risa zama kamatla arona and then sometimes ukuthi uyazama wena ngokwakho ukuthi ngifuna ukuyikhohlwa ungazami ngalawo mandla akho ukuthi ngifuna ukuyikhohlwa lento akube ayize naturally yes
yes injalo ye mina ngikhulisa ubaba Makhatini the late man of God may his soul rest in peace wayethi bengisasemncane ngaleso sikhathi nginama life problems athi ngelinye ilanga uzothena ama problems wakho kuzoba ama opportunities so namhlanje ngikhulile I am turning my problems into opportunities
wow.
so nani ekhaya ngithi turn your problems into opportunities
Amen.
And your challenges into blessings
Amen.
Unga give up ichubekela phambili nami ngifundile ngithande lokushilo bahle in the beginning wathi mhlambe kwabanye ihealing iqala namhlanje nami as much as bengiloko ngipholile kodwa ngibengenawo amanceba amasha so now ihealing yama wounds wami amasha iqala namhlanje and I am happy and proud to say mangisuka la ngingena echapter entsha yempilo yami angishuthi ke manje ke angisho ngempilo vele ngiyongena ku chapter entsha eyompilo empilo yami so kumnandi ke ngoba futhi ngumbhali so kusho ukuthini lokho kusho ukuthi ke I'm ready to write my second book so kulevi ke singena kulo I will be writing the first chapter of my second book uyayibona ke ngempilo ngingena kwenye chapter nangokubhala ngingena kwenye chapter impilo ayiqhubekeleni phambili
bakuthola kuphi sisithidi
uThidi Munkwe ukhona ku Facebook nguThidi Munkwe ku Facebook ngine Facebook page ebizwa iPrison Love ku Instagram ngikhona uThidi_Munkwe ku Twitter @charismatictm ku LinkedIn nguThidi Munkwe ngikhona na ku WhatsApp u 066 172 6715 nithengeni phela nincwadi yami Prison Love nizophola amanxeba
Amen
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone Sometimes we just need someone to talk to someone to listen to us and what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text Whether you're having a hard time coping with school family issues being bullied depression or anxiety speak to someone who cares today Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.